This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
No, I don't know one. I had one time that I knew of, and he created a terrible problem for 30 years of my life. When somebody said, well, I ain't never had a demon, that's a good sign right there that you don't have a clue what's going on. Because I'll tell you, there ain't no human being hadn't had a demon. And most of us have had many of them critters. Most of us had many. But I know that that night when I kicked those out of me, I don't know how many more left, but I know the ones that have been creating my infirmity for 30 years left because my infirmity left. And I ain't never had it since. Now then, like I say, if you don't know what the infirmity was, it was athlete's foot. I'd had it for 30 years, had it since I was a teenager. Who knows how I opened the door to let these beasts in when you're a kid? Who knows how many times you sin? And you do all kinds of stupid things when you're a kid that opens the door for devils. But I don't know how many I got, but probably several. But many years later, 30 years later, when God spoke to me, I'd been questioning everybody. I mean, I went to my Baptist pastor. Is it possible for me to have a demon living in my body? He said, oh, absolutely not. Well, that was comforting, but I didn't feel like that was the right answer. So we had a couple of different PhDs from the seminary over one time. And I went to them, each one of them, off to the side. I said, sir, I know you're a PhD in the seminary and you teach the Word of God over there every day. I said, is it possible for me to have a demon living inside my body? And he said, absolutely not. You said, a Christian cannot have a demon living inside your body. Okay. Went to the other one. He told me the same thing. But I still didn't believe it. There was just something in me that I just couldn't believe that. So I went to the Lord and said, Lord, I got to know. I said, I don't know. These men obviously don't know, or at least if they're right and I'm wrong, or maybe both of us are wrong. I don't know. But I know you know. And I want to know, is it possible for me to have a demon living in my body? And I said, Lord, thank you for the answer. Well, he didn't answer me. I went along there for a long time. I asked him that question several times in the next few months or year or whatever it was, and he never would answer me. Now, I'd heard his voice several times, so I know he does talk, but he wouldn't answer me on this question. But finally one night, after about 3 or 4 hours of studying the Word, I came upon Luke 13:11, the little woman that had the spirit of infirmity that could in no wise straighten herself up for 18 years. When I read that story, the Lord said, son, you have one of those living in your body. I said, Lord, I got a spirit of infirmity? He said, yes, son. I said, Lord, infirmity means sickness or weakness, and I'm not sick or I'm not weak. So I said, what is it? He said, it's your athlete's foot. I said, Lord, athlete's foot is a demon? He said, yes, son, and in my name, you have authority to drive it out. Isn't that amazing? I had stayed with him and asked him and asked him. That night, I turned as a Southern Baptist deacon and a Sunday school teacher, but up in my own private home, and I looked down at them feet and I said, you devil of hell, you come out of me in the name of Jesus, because it's written, I know Luke 10:19-20, and I know I got power over you, and the master just told me I've got one of you. So I said, every demon of hell that's in my body, I command every one of you to come out and go to the pit of hell and never return in Jesus' name. And I didn't do it gently. I did it boldly and authoritative, just like I did there. I said, Lord, thank you for giving me power over these devils. I woke up the next morning for the first time in 30 years with a completely healed set of feet, and I have never had athlete's foot, not one time to this day. And today, my toes and feet are just as, I mean, my underneath, in fact, the other day, my feet got a little rough. Cheryl says I got alligator feet. That's what she said. So I know when I don't put some baby oil on my feet, if I scratch her on the leg or something, my feet. Because I use my feet, let me tell you. I use these babies. I do work hard in them. So to make them soft so they don't scratch her. About once a week, I take that gentle baby lotion and I just put a whole bunch of it and rub it all in on my feet. And if I do that one time a week, my feet will stay just as soft. In fact, when I took my shower tonight after I worked all day today, just before I come down here, I was drying. And I thought, Lord, how wonderful that baby oil worked. My feet are so soft. And so I felt between my toes how smooth that was. I said, Lord, isn't that so smooth? I said, to think all the years they were eat up with athlete's foot. I mean, you know, if you never had that, you can't appreciate where I'm coming from. I mean, if you never had athlete's foot for 30 years like I did with a bleeding and cut, and I mean, one time when I was in the military, I got where I couldn't get to a doctor, and my toes got in such bad shape when I finally got to the doctor. He told me, he said, son, if you'd have been out there a few more days, he said, we might have had to amputate those toes. They're eat plumb to the bone. And athlete's foot, I mean, I'm out there in the war. I couldn't get to a doctor. I had no idea that I had a demon inside my feet that I had power over eating on my toes. But God was there all the time. He knew it. But He didn't reveal it to me till years later. So when any time you've had a problem like that, something that's eat on you and chewed on you and everything, when you get healed, when you reach down and feel how good a job God did on healing, I can praise Him. Thank you, Jesus, for their beautiful, smooth, slick toes, Lord. I'm grateful. You know? I mean, you know, like I say, if you ain't never had no problem with your feet, you can't praise Him for your feet. But let me tell you, you better praise Him for them feet or you may have a problem like I had. Does the King love for us to worship and praise Him? Yes, and Lord, I'll never forget what You've done for me and my toes. I am so grateful. I'm grateful. You have no idea what it's like to walk for 30 years and every time, I mean, I used to take, I would wear my socks in a hotel room. I mean, people, I'd say, I got this terrible case of athlete's foot. Oh, well, Thurman, it's a fungus that's in the carpet. So I wouldn't pull off my socks. I'd go in, you know, I'd pull off my shoes, but I'd go in and I'd get ready for a shower. I'd rinse out the shower and do everything, you know, and then I'd take my shoes and socks off, get in, I'd dry, I'd step on a towel, and then I'd put socks on to go walk to the bed. I wouldn't walk on the carpet. I thought it was in the carpet. Didn't know it was a demon, you know, until God told me now I don't sweat nothing. I pull them socks off, walk in that carpet, dig them toes in, and stomp them around. Them devils of hell, I got power over you now. I don't sweat you now. I mean, you know, you can begin to live the abundant life when you get a hold of what God has promised you and me in His Word. Can't you? Yes. Now then, when you get that persistent prayer, you can come to Him in persistent prayer and get anything done if you're willing to humble yourself before Him, stand on His Word, and know that He is God. Just like I told y'all the other day, when Sunday, I guess it was, whenever Cheryl's knee, right after we got married, I didn't know she had a bad knee. I mean, she had knocked that thing off in an exercise machine years ago, and that had been giving her a problem for years. I prayed over that leg over and over and over for about 8 months. It'd get better for a week or two, and then it'd go get bad again, swell up again. I knew our answer is yes. I kept on praying and stood on the Word, and after about 8 months, she ain't never had a problem with that knee since. Never. Now then, did the Lord tell us right here, be in constant prayer, be persistent, and never give up because my answers are always yes? Well, then why do I give up? You know, why do I lay hands on the knee and pray for it, and it gets okay, and tomorrow it's fine, and for 2 weeks it's okay, and then she says, my knee's hurting again, it's swelled up, you need to pray for me again. I said, well, God, you know, He didn't hear the prayer. He's not going to do nothing for you. That's not the way we do, but that's the way we live as Christians. That's the way we live. If it hadn't been God's will, He would have answered. He would have just healed it anyway if it's His will. No. We're in a battle. You've got to stay with it. Be persistent with it. You don't never give up. What if I'd have given up at 7 months on her leg? She'd still had it. But I knew I was not going to give up. I don't care how long it took. I was going to stay with it until I got that knee healed. And I did. Or we did. We did as a team. Every time she would have a little problem, boy, that thing would flare up. She'd come home crippled and say, honey, you got to pray for my leg again. Okay, man, I'd get a hold of that thing, do stupid things. You know, I'd get down there on that knee and I'd say, you devil of hell, come out of that knee in the name of Jesus. Somebody said, man, this guy's crazy. Hey, it worked. Didn't it, honey? It worked. We ain't got no problem with her leg no more. Whenever I think about the devil, and what, that's just like the night that I prayed for her, the first night that we went on our first date after she'd accepted to marry me, you know, then we go on a date. You know, that's not the way the world does it, but that's the way we do it. You know, so after I asked her to marry me, after God told her to, and told me to tell her, to, I mean, you know, that he told me she's going to be my wife. Well, on Tuesday that happened. Well, on Sunday after church, we had our first date, and we're sitting out there in the car talking because we don't either one know anything about each other. So we're just talking about each other, you know, where we've been, how we've lived, and everything, getting to know each other. And about, we're standing out there all night, you know, sitting there in the car. You know, about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, she reaches over and cranks the car. I said, what are you starting the car for? She said, my feet are cold. I said, but honey, it's warm outside. She said, well, I'm cold. I said, well, how long have you been like this? All my life. I said, you had cold feet all your life? She said, yes. I said, you really have cold feet? She said, yes. In fact, in the wintertime, she said, I have to sleep in double socks to keep my feet warm. Flannel pajamas. I said, well, do you want to stay like that or you want to be changed? Now, see, it's a choice. I mean, if you're serving God, it's a choice, right, young lady? See? So she said, well, I'd like to have warm feet. I said, okay. I said, kick your shoes off and kick them feet over that console and let me have them. So she took her shoes off and kicked that feet around, swung them over that console. I reached up and put my hands on her knees, and I started caressing her legs from her knees down. And I come right down to those feet, and I began to rebuke the devil of hell. I said, you devil of hell, that's blocking the blood flow in her legs. I command you to come out of there in the name of Jesus. I said, you've been in there. I don't know how you got in there, but you got in there. And I know you're blocking that blood flow, and Jesus wants that blood to flow perfect. So I am rebuking you and commanding you to come out. I said, now, Father, I'm asking you to open all those arteries and veins and let that blood flow perfect right down in her feet like it's supposed to, like you designed it and everything. And I said, Lord, it's done, because you said if two of us on earth in Matthew 18:19, if two of us on earth agree about anything we ask you for, it's done. I said, thank you, Lord, it's done. I said, now, sure, you agree with that prayer? She said, well, yes, I do. I said, then tell the Father, thank you. She said, Lord, thank you for healing my feet. And the minute she said, thank you, Lord, for healing my feet, I was holding one of her feet, it's ice cold and just nice and warm. And she's had perfectly warm legs and feet ever since. Now, what did God say we could ask for? Anything. If we're persistent, what can we have?
Everything.
I mean, we're His children, folks. We are God's children. We're not something off out yonder in oblivion. We're children of the King. He made us an owner's manual, told us what we could do. Why don't we believe Him? Good question, isn't it? Good question. I carried this same book around, read it for years and years and years, and it didn't mean nothing to me until God started talking to me and said, well, son, I told you.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.